Undertaker. Song I saw an x-ray of my baby passing gas. Is there a write-in on that one? I said, yeah, then here, wait a Stephen. Before we go on a little further, I gotta show you my new comic book. My other comic book, I got a brand new comic book. This is how to read music on a 5-string band. I'm developing like my system of banjo playing, and the system will be transmitted vis-a-vis comic books. So this first one, you got to learn how to read music on the banjo, which is a little bit weird because it's a transposed instrument. So I'll walk you through the formula of that in here. It's about 23 pages or something. I forget, yeah. But anyway, just get you going and reading a piece of music on the banjo, how to do it, and how to transpose it to a banjo. And there's a musical joke on the front page because I put a G flat. There's a G flat on there, and all the musicians know what that joke is. I have my comic, The Gig of Fear. have I told you about this, the gig of fear? Y'all heard this spiel. Well, there's various components of the gig of fear. First one is booked at the last minute. Number two, it's only an 800-mile drive. Number three, audience stinking drunk upon arrival. Number four, it's billed as live music. Number five, the house only takes 80% off the top. That's the gig of fear. One of my designs in here is a hot rod used as a t-shirt design. And I got this one of these characters is called a life machine. It's just a giant machine that accepts no input whatsoever. I call it a life machine. So first off, I want to say thank you for being here. I drove about 5 hours to be here today, so I appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming. Thanks again. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to take a short break and play some more. Forgive me for the extravagant stage setup and everything. I've been watching a lot of Kiss videos. I'm really thinking about this shit. I found this video on... I'm going through a thing where I try to not say the names of giant corporations because I feel like I'm a walking ad if I say names of... So I'll just call it Corporate Tube. There was I found this video of a singer for Kiss totally dogging all the other guys in the band. It's an audiobook. It's about 4 hours of him just really just totally dogging the other guys in the band. Useless and stuff, but anyway, it's pretty funny reading. Oh, man, it sounds pretty good now. Sometimes these gigs are like, if you have a roof to house, but you're not real good at it, and the very last row you get perfect. And then for 10 years you have to come home and look at that roof, and every row is messed up, but that last one is perfect. The spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. Or a tile job, you retile a bathroom, you only do it twice in your life, so you never have a chance to get really good at it. And they're all off, but the last row is absolutely perfect. So this last song is going to be so awesome. But maybe not. We're back at square one. I made this song up after watching a bunch of Noam Chomsky lectures on Corporate Tube.